Good morning. Welcome to worship on this Sunday morning. I know we have a few visitors with us, and what I really do want you to know is that following this worship service, we have also another more exciting opportunities to be together, and they all happen in that room over there, in the Jonathan Edwards room. So when you see people going that way instead of out the front, that's where they're going. That's where the food, the beverage, the conversation happens, and that is also where we are going to have our continuing adult education series that will be on. It's in preparation for our final days, our death. And I know that sounds awful, but it really is very, very helpful. And today we are going to have a presentation by one of the funeral directors of a local funeral home, and I will also be talking about the memorial services in preparation for that. And I hope you will want to be part of that. I hope it didn't take Lois's steam away by talking about that, but you can say more if you want to add on to what I've just said. Thank you. And we also have pew cards in front of you in the pew. And if you're new here, I would very much value completing one of those and putting it in the offering plate so that we can know who you are and that we can be able to be in touch with you with all of our important information like newsletters. So I hope you will do that. It looks like Jackie has an announcement.
Good morning. Just a quick reminder that this coming Saturday is our annual Holly Fair. It starts at 10 o'clock and it goes till 3. There is a luncheon also with that. All kinds of good things that the ladies have been working on all year. And nice little Christmas presents for you to buy for your loved ones or friends. And also, I have it on good authority that Santa Claus is going to be here. So we're looking forward to it. Hope to see you then.
Good. Other announcements?
I'm Terry Wise, reporting in for Mission in Action. If you came in this way, you'll see that our Christmas tree is up, and it's loaded with paper ornaments, and each and every one has a number on it on one side and a gift request on the other side. This one says, girl, age 9, ice skates, size 4. And this one is, boy, age 13, model kit, likes cars, planes, or boats. Some are more generic, like warm socks or warm flannel PJs of a certain size. For the shelter residents at Construct. So Construct has provided us with gift requests for about 7 families, 8 families, plus their shelter residents. So we can help to make it a happy holiday, a happy Christmas morning for those people. Be sure, we also have animal shapes, and these are requests from Animal Dreams. And that organization supports families that cannot really afford to take good care of their pets right now, and especially in this economic downturn. So they're asking for cat food, specific cat food, fleece blankets, donations. Whatever you can do is a great gift. So be sure that you wrap your gift and attach the tag on it, and then put it back under the tree before December 16th to give us time to get them delivered. If you're looking for alternative gift-giving ideas for your family and loved ones, if they have absolutely everything, I've left some brochures on the library table with some ideas for charitable giving. And regarding Hurricane Sandy relief, I know a lot of you have already given monetary donations by way of the church. If you have not and you're interested in doing that, any check written to the church with the memo line Hurricane Sandy Relief will be sent to the UCC National Disaster Relief, and they will be helping people on the ground right now, and they're also going to be looking at the long-term help for those people. And the other thing that I wanted to tell you is that Mission in Action, with help from Service League, has put together 8 emergency cleanup buckets that will go by way of the Lee Congregational Church, which is the pickup point, and they will be shipped to the Churchill Service, because they have completely used up their entire supply of them for Hurricane Sandy. So we're trying to help with that effort as well. So thank you all for your support. Thank you. Cue the appropriate question. There is a clipboard out by the Christmas tree. Be sure to sign your name and put down the number of the gifts that you have, the tags that you've taken. And you're certainly allowed to take more than one, as long as you can fulfill those gift requests. So thank you, Ted.
Okay, thank you. We do have one bulletin item that I want to make you aware of, and that is the postlude. The title is Jesus Shall Reign Where the Sun on in our hymn book is really our final hymn. So when we get to that point, that's what we will be singing. Are there any other announcements? Seeing none, I invite us to prepare ourselves for worship.
Please join me in the call to worship. Jesus came into the world to testify to the truth. Everyone who belongs to the truth listens to his voice. Belong to the truth of Jesus. Listen to his voice. Grace and peace from him who is, and who was, and who is yet to come. God, you rule our lives, but not from above. You work within us. You come among us in mysterious ways. We would love you from afar, but you draw close to us, seeking to know us. You are our God, and we are your people. We desire to know you and your ways, thus making your ways our ways. Come to us, God, and lead us into your ways and world. Amen. Please join us with the hymn Soon and Very Soon in the insert.
Soon and very soon.
This morning's Hebrew reading scripture is Samuel 2, 23, verse 1 through 7. Now these are the last words of David. The oracle of David, son of Jesse, the oracle of the man whom God exalted, the anointed of the God of Jacob, the favorite of the strong one of Israel. The Spirit of the Lord speaks through me. His word is upon my tongue. The God of Israel has spoken. The Rock of Israel has said to me, one who rules over people justly, ruling in the fear of God, is like the light of morning, like the sun rising on a cloudless morning, gleaming from the rain on the grassy land. Is not my house like this with God? For he has made me with an everlasting covenant, ordered in all things and secure. Will he not cause to prosper all my help and my desire? But the godless are all alike, thorns that are thrown away, for they cannot be picked up with the hand. To touch them, one uses an iron bar or the shaft of a spear, and they are entirely consumed in fire on the spot.
I'm going to now ask Ann Hutchinson to come forward to our microphone over here. We're going to have a few moments of dedication. Come on up. I was going to have you invite the others.
Carl's here too.
Carl's not here. I better turn on my microphone. Let me do this. Okay. This is a day of dedication. There are moments in the life of the church that must always be recognized and celebrated, and some of them are wonderful moments of birth and child baptisms and membership joinings, but other moments are not to be lost. And one of those moments is the weather vane. Now, that may seem like a little thing to be taking this time for, but it's truly not. That the weather vane that is now at the top of the steeple was basically a two-year project, and it took a lot of effort and a lot of work. If any of you were able to be here during the old removal and the new installation, it literally was breathtaking. It was to watch those people up there doing that. But it took a great deal of effort to have it gilded as well, which we weren't sure we were going to be able to do. But thanks to a variety of people, but the one that really needs to be identified this morning, too, I'll go with you, too. But Anne was the one who carried the effort to ensure that it was gilded. And there are many of you here who contributed to that. But during this past week, Ann and I talked about this, what we would do here, and she told me a story. I'm hoping I can get you to tell about when the weather vane was initially told, when the churches were initially told to put a weather vane on their steeples. Would you tell that to the people?
Well, obviously, I don't know how much of the story is true, but one of the popes in the 8th century said that all churches should have a cock on them because the cocks were what foretold Peter, when he denied Christ and said that all the churches in Christendom should have cocks on them to remind people about when humans turned against Christ. And then as weather vanes were also important at that time because churches were the tallest buildings and farmers needed to know something about what the weather would be like, so that that cock then became the weather vanes that were on the top of churches. And it's interesting today in New England, most of the old Christian churches do have weather vanes on them. Again, the first people who came to New England were mostly farmers or were seamen who were interested in the direction of the winds. And today, Catholic churches have crosses on them, but it's the old Protestant churches that mostly have weather vanes. And this is part of that tradition. When this church was originally built, it had a very, very large weather vane on it. And we have some old photos of that. This is a copy or a replica of the second weather vane that was put on this church after there'd been a lightning strike, which had destroyed part of the steeple and destroyed that first original weather vane. A weather vane similar to the one we have today was placed on this church. That one broke sometime in the early 80s or late 70s, was replaced with a very small weather vane. It took us a while to sort this all out, looking at old photos. And then now we've gone back to one that similar to the second original. And that was made out of wrought iron. This one is made like the old ones, out of brass and copper. It should last a very long time. The gilding lasts up to 100 years. It has to be regilded, but it's interesting that this very smooth skin of gold that's put on there does last for a very, very long time. And gold doesn't weather, so it will stay shiny for hopefully a very long time.
One of the little piece that she told me is that weather vanes never point to where the wind is coming from. It's always going to. It always points to the direction that it's coming from and then going to. And that's not a bad theological perspective to know where the breath of life comes from and where it's pointing us to. I'm going to invite you to join with us as we have a word of prayer as our dedicating prayer to the weather vane. Will you join me? God, you have been pointing the direction to the future all of the years of the life of this earth. Today, we dedicate another symbol that points the way to where you are taking us. We are grateful for the people who have been able to make this restored and replaced upon the steeple of this congregation. We are thankful for the people who contributed to doing it. We are especially thankful to the people who have led the effort, to Ted and to Ann, and to Carl as well. We ask for your blessings upon this congregation and the future as you point us toward it. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.